and maybe just knock around the palace. We were knocking around last night. I was sitting there smoking a mentholated Tipperillo. That thing was sitting there, you know, watching a little TV. All of a sudden, I felt that colon-killing chili kick in. I said, excuse me, baby. All the cushions on the couch flew up in the air, spun a few times, and hit the floor. And I said, woo, dog, yeah. Excuse me. She jumped up and, you know, kind of put the cushions back in place. She said, you know the reason you got a problem with that? I said, what do you mean, baby? She said, look at your diet compared to my diet. I mean, what do you eat? You eat steaks. You eat burgers. You eat onions. You eat fried everything. You eat chili dogs. You eat the colon killer. You eat Slim Jims. I mean, come on. It's no wonder you're erupting like Mount Vesuvius. Now, my system, for example, is clean as a whistle. Compare my diet to I eat fish. I eat salads. I eat fruits. I'm thinking, hey, what do you use to clean? Let's compare systems now, huh? What do you use to clean? Do you use bland things to clean? No, you use heat. When you use the dishes, do you use the cold water or the hot water? You use the hot water. When you got to cauterize a wound, you throw something hot on it. When you got to sterilize instruments, it's heat. You want to compare systems? Your system is probably laden with Lord only knows what. I done blasted mine clean. I mean, heat is where it's at. Heat is what you... When you want a clean system, you flush that, baby. You don't let it linger. Well, I tell you what, that argument could have gone all night, but fortunately, we were interrupted by the smoke alarm.